underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and today we have Mr. Eric Rice is here.
Boom, in the flesh, in the right time zone.
For now.
Yeah.
And Starman Michael Gaines is here.
Do you see the podcaster? I knew you could.
It's like, where's Waldo or something? I don't understand what's happening.
Dora.
Oh, yeah, we were watching Dora fake videos, not really video trailer movies.
I can't remember if we had talked about this last week, but the fake Dora the Explorer, the movie, the live-action movie.
Yeah, we did talk about this last week.
Oh, we did? Oh, never mind that.
The first one's out, and we totally missed that it's out. March 19th, it came out.
Yeah.
The first episode or the first trailer?
First episode. It's the first of a three-part series.
Oh, okay.
First one's out. Apparently the second one's out because I see it on the list here.
I can't believe this is the top news of our show.
Mm-hmm. Breaking this just in. It's the internet. Well, there's a lot of important stuff that's been going on in the internet.
That's true.
What? I don't know.
I don't know either. I haven't seen the internet in like a week.
What's the internet? What is this internet you speak of?
I know.
Oh,
I know, right?
You know.
It's the place you go to get Google Glass, evidently.
And pink icons.
Oh, yes, and that. Tell everybody why everyone has pink icons today, this week.
Well, I think it started yesterday. So California's Prop 8, the gay marriage prop, is before the Supreme Court's hearing it, the arguments. Yeah. And it looks like it's going down. And like every other damn cause, changing your profile icon.
Change your profile.
Which people go, well, I can't be there, so it's just my show of solidarity. Okay. And I mean, I'm cool with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm like, yeah.
No, it's fine. It's just that, like, I've never changed my icon to support anything, and nothing has ever changed because of it. So
yeah, it's more of the expression thing.
Maybe if you had changed your icon, things would change.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The Supreme Court justices have subscribed to you. They do follow you.
That's all right. Just because I can't be gay doesn't mean I won't support it, I guess. So I'm going to go ahead and change my icon.
You know what the problem is? Is that so many people are changing their icons to the exact same thing. Trying to figure out, like, who the hell wrote this?
We did that on Twitter, like, I don't know, 6 years ago, where... Yeah. A bunch of people all changed their icon to the same guy's face.
Yep.
It was a mind fuck. It was great. Yeah.
There was that. There was like the team blue, team hot salad dressing, team whatever. Remember that years ago?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also, don't forget, as far as changing profile icons, some people on Twitter once upon a time changed their profile icons to animated GIFs, and people lost their shit. They're like, this isn't MySpace. Oh, and guess what just recently happened this past week? Google announces support for something that will probably shut down on, like, Tuesday. Animated GIFs for your profile.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, right? You don't do that after you shut down Google Reader. Because smarter people like Google Reader and not as much like animated GIFs for the profile icons, you need to learn how to send people to their rooms.
Yeah.
It's, oh my God, I'm going insane with this. I don't know.
Yeah. That's unnecessary.
Google was freaking me out in the car, though, today. I was rehearsing a presentation in a car, and I had Google Now open on my Nexus 4, because it had directions, and I was kind of keeping an eye on traffic out of the corner of my eye, and I mentioned Google in my rehearsal, and all of a sudden I hear, boom, bling, and then it just starts to transcribe. I'm like, what just happened?
Oh, no.
It threw me off. So, yeah, you can actually say, Google, do something.
What were you rehearsing?
I was rehearsing a sales pitch.
Okay.
Oh.
For Google Glass. I want Google Glass, and here's
Jesus.
Why. Well, here, the thing is, I'm looking at my Twitter stream right now on TweetDeck, and there are 7 people in my stream that have changed their icon to the same thing, and I have no idea who's who. So it would have been better if they just, like, put... This is what I've seen people do. It's like, don't change your whole damn icon. Just put, like, the logo in the lower right-hand corner.
Sure, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, now, I had...
I don't know who you are.
Same thing happened. A bunch of people commented on something today, and I was like, what is... Oh, I see.
It's just kind of exhausting, I think. You know, like... I don't know if it was last week Yeah, it was probably last week where that whole PyCon debacle went down.
Yeah, oh, that.
And there's so much more. So to recap, it was at a Python developers conference in the Valley, and a couple of dudes were making dongle jokes. Herp. And a woman in front of them took offense, took the picture, tweeted it, and be like, these jokes aren't cool. And the shitstorm ensued.
Yeah.
They got you know, talked to by the conference. They got one of them, two of them, I don't know, got fired from their jobs. And then, after the internet unleashed their wrath on the woman that posted the tweet, she got fired from her job. And I guess she was a developer evangelist.
But did everyone change their icons to, like, fire this woman?
No. No, but
how
it's...
How did it happen, then? I don't understand.
Yeah. Okay. It was huge. And, of course, you know, it's surrounding one of those hot-button issues.
Dongles.
Yeah, sexism.
Well, it's a question of whether or not... All right, the original comment was... one of the guys said, I'd like to fork that repo, meaning they'd like to make a copy of the repository. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. See, right there, full stop. Anybody that's like, what, forking a repository is a real thing? Bullshit. You know what the fuck you're talking about when you're talking about forking and repos. There are shirts that say fork you and dongle. Come on, grow up. You know full fucking well what somebody is saying. But, nobody's talking about forking that repo in public in a serious sense. So dry that shit out. You can fertilize the lawn with it, all right? Just
lost her shit over that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's a separate thing. There's like five things that are all... Like there, it's like, is shaming an appropriate way of dealing something? Well, there's clauses there. There's if, then, else. If it's something that's inconsequential, then maybe it might be too much. If it's something that is a pretty big deal, like sexism or racism or something like that, yeah, maybe. Do the rules change? Like, you know, Scoble had a shit fit, as many people did, about Samsung's kind of crazy-ass 1950s vaudeville thing.
Oh, that. Yeah, but,
you know, that's a guy against a company as opposed to a guy against individuals.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I think the meta part of it is, and I think you can throw everything into this, our problem is we're assholes. 100% collective, if you have to tweet shit because it bothers you, you are part of the collective assholery of the internet. Everyone's issue, everyone's cause, we just talk and... We just deal with it later.
I have.
It's gonna. Those trolls are gonna kill anonymity on the internet. By the way, thanks, jackasses.
What? I thought you were done.
He's never done.
All I'm saying is that I learned a long time ago not to do stuff like that. It's like if something goes wrong, it's like I don't need that in my stream because then people get all pissed off.
Well, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. To that.
Yeah, you can't even say anything without getting people all worked up. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Yeah.
It's
so
nuts.
Back to the next rant or previous rant about the Google Glass. So they picked Google had had the what was it? If I had glass, I would blah 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 blah. And people had the best whatever things they would do, pitches, I guess.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go ahead and point out that just now I read just like 6 minutes ago this was posted that Todd Cochran of Geek News Central, who helps host this show, was picked for Google Glass.
Nice.
don't forget the quid pro quo. You have to... I swear to God, I went off this internet. So, first of all, you said, if I had glass, I would, you know, cure cancer or whatever, and then Google would just give out. So, the Explorer program, you get a little neckerchief and everything, is for people who want to be eligible to pay for the developer's kit, which is a $1,500 kit. There's an additional rule that says you have to fly to San Francisco, Los Angeles, or New York. I feel like I'm reading The Onion. You have to fly to San Francisco, New York, or LA to pick it up. And then, God, I wish somebody would post the NDA that they have to sign. You can't let people touch it. You can't. I mean, the restrictions are just going to be absolutely insane.
Oh, God. Well, there was that guy at South by Southwest that wouldn't let Chris Perillo take a picture of him.
Right.
It's like you're at South by Southwest. Unless you're in a private place, you're getting your picture taken.
Was it Richard Cheese?
No, but you know what's funny? is of all the people that at first you start tracking these people down and going, all right, let's see who got picked, because people are talking about it, so apparently they're allowed to say that they're picked. And no, this isn't butthurt of, oh, you didn't get one, you're just pissed. No, we want to see how many, you know, pretty white people got it, how many people in Half Moon Bay got it so they can parade around the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Okay, that's not how you motivate a product. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. So we were looking to see who the people were, who they worked for, what their regional interest was. And it seemed to be a little bit of a pattern until it comes out that Google had to retract some of the invites because their system was a little too liberal in giving them out. Somebody said, if I had glass, I'd cut a bitch. That was their tweet. And they got into the program.
So yes. I'm like,
was it?
Wow.
Was it random? And then, of course, they had to take it back.
God.
So I guess the question is,
well,
was it random, and it just so happens that a lot of the people that we see are people that naturally you would expect to be like, well, if I had glass, I'd save the internet, or people that were just doing it for the lulz. I don't know.
Are they going to hold these people to those things if they had glass?
Well, if they can cough up the... Now there's Kickstarter campaigns for people to raise the money for the $1,500 glass plus the plane tickets to go to San Francisco.
No, I mean, if someone said, if I had glass, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, are they holding those people to those things?
Yeah.
Are they going to make them do those things?
How many
glasses... Is it going to be a bunch of people like eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Like,
how many glasses do you think are going to go out? So they picked 8,000 people.
Yeah.
Okay, people are broke these days. So... Cut it in half, 4,000 people are going to get them?
Maybe.
Well, there's a short list of people that Google had released. Herschel Taghap of Seattle, who wants to show the rest of the world what life is like as a restaurant line cook. Nothing personal, but...
I can guess.
Really? That's not very exciting. When they had that little demo video, line cook was not one of them. And it doesn't seem to me like it would be very exciting, because all you're doing is just moving your head a lot.
Which, come on, I don't think we have enough jittery videos.
I know, really. Now, I don't know if this is our friend Sarah Hill. Sarah Hill from TV, a Missouri woman who wants to take glass to a Veterans Affairs hospital to let veterans see war memorials from afar. Is that Sarah Hill that we know?
Yeah. She left the news and went to a thing called Veterans United. She works with veterans.
Things, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she worked with veterans. Okay, awesome. There are some nice ones, like Anthony Brown, a San Francisco zookeeper who wants to show you. Oh, this is written wrong. Who wants to use glass to show penguin feedings up close? Well,
you can go look at the pictures I took of that.
I know. Well, I can watch National Geographic for that. I mean, unless it's in... You know what? All right. Did you guys ever watch the movie Brainstorm?
No.
Yeah, it sounds a little familiar.
Christopher Walken, Natalie Wood. It's about a device. Christopher Walken plays a scientist who creates a device that allows you to record your memories.
Glass? Yes. Wow.
We tried.
It sounds a lot like that, except it doesn't sound very exciting in real life. Strange days. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, strange days.
It's not, and I think I'm in this really weird place where I am not in any way, shape, or form against wearable technology. Mm-hmm. And augmented reality is very close to my heart. And I'm even okay with implants, too. I like to think that I'm aware of some of the social issues of it.
Sure.
I guess... In the decline of going from loving Google to not so much anymore, seeing how it's handled is like, God, stop it. You are going to make it even harder for wearables to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's all this other baggage around it, around what they do. It's like, oh, here we've got a satellite. Here, fuck it, flying cars. Here, Google Reader, but we got a notepad and animated. It's like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Stop it. I worry. I fear that they're going to fuck it up. And you have that whole social for social sake. You know, no one's talking shit about Burton or Oakley or whoever the fuck makes this snowboard goggles. Why? Because it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
What's up? I'm hitting the slopes and I got my thing. Nobody talks shit about F-15 fighter pilots with heads-up displays on their big-ass bulky things. You wear that on the bus, people are going to be like, back the fuck up.
Well, depending on
even normal stuff. I've talked about this before. You go into Japan, you got a cold, you wear a face mask. You do it over here, you're fucking Michael Jackson.
That's true.
So just in that regard, you know,
it's all
context.
I don't know. I wonder sometimes whether or not Google really understands the their own product department. In the sense that they're creating this stuff. I forgot who it was. Somebody wrote a tweet that said, Google, oh God, I had the wording of it was perfect. It was something like, getting Google Glass, you get Google Glass, but you have to tell your parents that they won't be grandparents anytime soon. Something like that.
Yeah.
Right. And then I got a tweet back from somebody saying we're over that stigma. I'm like, no, we're not.
I'm worried. You know, I a lot of these guys I know, like I've known Scoble for years. I just worry that these guys are going to Paul Blart the thing to death.
Yeah.
Because some stuff is going to be very valid, and some stuff, you know, it's like whenever there's an actual cause. I was reading, for example, perfect example today. The president signed a bill, and it's one of those generic bills that have to be signed kind of thing, budgets and crap, whatever. It doesn't matter what you think about the president. Just this is one of those things that gets signed.
Part of his job.
Yeah. But in there was lots of writers and a lot of little stuff that was jammed in. And there's one thing out there that's called the Monsanto Protection Act.
Uh-oh.
And you have to really dig through and understand a lot of legal language to figure out what that exemption did and how it relates to another bill. But you know who's talking about this? The Alex Joneses of the world. So no one's going to take it seriously. I worry that we're going to be in a world where Sarah Hill will do something really noble and valid with a veteran.
Yep.
You know, face-to-face memorials, things like that, and then you got Scoble wandering around the Ritz-Carlton living a life that nobody lives because people can't contain themselves. They can't. I was telling a friend today that he got selected for Google Glass. I'm like, congratulations, dude. With great power comes great responsibility. And trust me, I know that. Way back in the day, I was one of the first people paid to blog, and that was like a cardinal sin. You just knew what you were getting into going. People are going to have the potential to really freaking hate your guts if you do it wrong.
Yeah.
And I really worry that some of these guys are going to do it wrong. And then it puts the entire notion.
Of course they are.
There's always somebody that does it wrong.
Yeah. Does it have to be? I mean, we're already talking about people staring at their crap anyway. Just because it's in the line of sight doesn't mean it. I mean, how long before the first guy takes a step out into a moving vehicle and the driver's like, he was looking right at me?
There are two issues with Google Glass that I can see so far. Number one is that there's already legislature going through about not being allowed to wear them while you're driving. That's one thing. The second thing, you know this is coming, is that you're not going to be allowed to wear that shit in a movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, for all the smartasses that like to go, what are you going to ban cell phones to? Yeah, jackass, that's probably the road we're going down.
Well, you can't have your cell phone on the car, and you can't go in the movie theater with it, so...
Right.
I can go to movie theater with my cell phone. They allow cell phones.
You can have it in there, but, you know...
But
you
granted.
Because with a cell phone, you have to hold it in order to record something, right? With Google Glass, you can just sit there and make it look like you're wearing a pair of glasses, and most people won't know the difference.
Yeah, right, I guess.
Broadcast. There could be a guy in a van outside.
Well, here's the good thing about all this. When these things get in the hands of more or less everyday people, we'll know exactly what it does.
Sure.
And
yeah,
it probably,
we'll see a lot
I
of
predict it won't be much.
And Starbucks, right?
Well, I mean, to me, it just feels like, are they saying this is gonna? You're gonna be able to like broadcast straight from this thing? You're gonna have to have some kind of.
You can do a hangout. The way they pitch it, their video right now.
You're needing Wi-Fi.
Like the key technology, well, big question marks, right? Is it connect to your phone? What?
Right.
But the big things are you take a picture, you send a message, you hang out with, and that's bandwidth right there.
Sure.
And again, when you look at the state of all the phones out there on the market, good God, how long is that going to be before it's like, well, I did my, you know, Ingress can't even go without blowing up your phone in 5 minutes. And that's just a GPS app.
I just feel like, and how's Hangouts going to work? What are we going to see with the people wearing this?
You're
going to
see
eyeball?
First person.
We're going to see their eyeball? Oh, we're going to see what they're seeing.
Yeah. You're going to see what we kind of already saw, people walking around looking at the ground.
We're not going to see the person we're talking to.
You're going to see what they see. And if current mobile Hangout things are any indication, there's this bad habit, much like people don't like vertical video, of when you're doing a hangout, you're not really being obvious holding it out there. You're kind of walking down looking at it, so we get to see your feet kicking out in front of you.
Or they turn it around and get to see up your nose. So, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But in all this, the big question is, what is this for? A cell phone is for talking to people. It's a little portable computer.
It used to be.
Well, yeah, it used to be, but now it's a little portable computer.
Yeah.
Despite Google's little video, which was, I guess, neat, I just don't see this as going, wow, this is going to change this. This is going to be good for this. It just seems to me like it for all the years that I've been in technology and I've seen a lot of stuff come and go, to me, this is just the ability to wear something on your head. And that's
I'm not going to get too much into that because you never, like, a lot of things initially are for one thing and then they kind of evolve into something else. I mean, when Twitter started, I signed up for it and went, why do I want to blog 140 characters?
There's still plenty of people that kind of take the, approach. Well,
right, but it evolved into what it is.
I think you could fairly look at sites that, where do they put the priority for social? Are things where social is the first order of business more douchier than things where social is just merely a utility? I'm all about that. I'm all about sites that are like a useful thing for you to do your thing. And oh, by the way, there is social utility with that. Yeah. Sites like maybe like a Digo or a LinkedIn or a Pinterest where it's, you know, people are doing their thing. You don't actually have to be out there. When you throw, I mean, right now, even with Google+, Facebook, it's all the same shit. I mean, right now, trending on Google+, aside from like Game of Thrones and Project Glass and The Marriage Equality, which is trending new topics, I'm sorry, Denise, it's trending. Huh? Does anybody, don't Google it. Do you have any idea what that means?
None.
No.
Probably not. I'll tell you what, though, it involves a boy band. So, you know, for all that sanctimonious went, we are the smart people. No, you're not. You're just like everybody else because you're in public and the whole purpose is to you're compelled to do a thing because it's there. When there's a thing that's done just for the sake of the thing, sure, great stuff is going to come out of that.
I think it's fair to say we're all curious to see what this is going to do and where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if it turns out to be a dumbass thing or if it turns out to be something that's kind of cool. I mean,
it's a lot harder to sell a concept and a technology when you have to sell against something else.
Yeah.
And I owned a Segway. I know what that's like. I've used Second Life. I know what that's like. When you are able to find the valid use cases, not only are you convincing somebody about a valid use case of a piece of technology, but then you're also selling against, isn't it all businesses and furries and casinos? Yes, of course it is. Now can we get back to molecular modeling?
Please? Are you talking about Segways?
Segways, yes, of course. I always put on my fursuit on a Segway. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. All right, well, let's move on to other dumb ideas. Mattel is working to finally televise Uno. So if you couldn't have enough of just sitting around playing Uno, you can watch it now.
Glass, broadcast my hands.
Hey, it might still be better than Google Glass. It still might be more interesting, or maybe not more interesting than that Splash show we talked about last week.
Oh, I tried watching that.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
It's a something. Well, we won't spend a lot of time on Uno, but you can watch for that coming sometime, which will be almost. I don't know how people watch poker all day. I don't understand that.
Oh, oh yeah.
But I was watching football with some friends one day, and the television that was behind me in the sports bar was playing poker. So the guy in front of me was just kept staring at him. I'm like, there's a playoff game going on right now, and you're watching freaking poker, really?
I don't get it.
It's just something I don't get. Whatever.
Well, Bill Gates is offering $100,000 for a better condom design.
I saw this.
What needs to be better?
Well, it's, you know how he is a philanthropist and everything. He just wants to make sure that, you know, diseases aren't spread and things like that. Okay, but a better one? I don't know how you're going to make a better one.
Pretty much does what it's supposed to. I mean, some of them.
Really break.
Well, there's that, but I mean I don't know. I mean, pretty much not much more you can do with it. Trojan probably has meetings every day about how to make a better one or make it feel more natural and all that sort of thing. Sure, I guess, but I according to this article, additional concepts that might increase condom usage up uptake include attributes that increase ease of use for male and female condoms. For example, better packaging or designs. They're easier to properly apply. Okay. Was it Family Guy or something where it's like, take condom out, put it on a little bit the wrong way, then turn it on and put it on the right way. Which is how we all laugh because it's totally how it goes. Yeah. All right. I don't know where to go from there. I actually don't know where to go from there. I don't know. We didn't have a whole lot of stuff.
Just segue. Go to
movie. Oh, I know. We can talk about Woody Allen.
Oh, yes. Gosh.
So, I don't know if this is the HuffPost that put this together, but it's on their YouTube page. They put together 44 minutes and 22 seconds of every Woody Allen stammer from every Woody Allen movie.
I don't know.
He has a whole body of work.
Pretty much. You know,
yeah. I'm stealing that joke.
And, she was like, I mean, because
44 minutes, that's a long time.
It's a lot of stammering.
I want to see a mashup between that and Nicolas Cage losing his shit.
Oh, man. Is there videos of that?
Enhance.
Chico. Yeah.
Mainframe. There's a new video out there, much along the lines of the Enhance, about the mainframe. Oh. Put it up on the mainframe. The mainframe.
Oh, yeah. There's a new Iron Man spot.
Yes. God, I can't wait for this movie. There are a lot of good movies coming out this summer.
Yeah, what all we got?
We got Iron Man. We have, well, Jurassic Park 3D comes out in 2 weeks.
Okay, and let's stick to the good ones.
You're rolling your eyes, I know. I just want to see what they do with the 3D. Star Trek is coming out. What else? Oblivion.
Mm.
Out in April. I'm very interested to see what that's about. I hope it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Oh, that did seem interesting from the trailer.
Speaking of what?
Was that the Tom Cruise one?
Yeah, Tom Cruise one. Yeah, right. I did see an article today that said that the Independence Day sequels are coming.
You know, I was.
That needs to be a ringtone.
Yeah.
I liked that movie. It wasn't the best.
It was fine as it was.
The ending was stupid.
So what do you think the sequels are going to be? Any better?
No,
never are.
You know, a part of me thinks maybe it's just complete ignorance or I don't know what, but sometimes I just think that these filmmakers learn from their mistakes and they go, you know what, maybe a Mac really can't inject a virus into an alien's ship. Okay, so we'll come up with something better. You know, like some sort of better idea. I don't know, but then they come out with 2012, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they are just going to come up with something.
That's the bad sequel that popped in your mind?
The thing is, the movie itself, Independence Day, was fine. It was fine up until the part where they had this power book inject a virus into the
spoilers. Spoilers, guys.
Spoilers. I mean, after growing up with a lot of 50s and 60s science fiction movies, I can see where they were going with it. I can see what they were trying to do with it. So I didn't mind it so much as other people that, like Siskel and Ebert, if you remember when Siskel and Ebert were doing their reviews, they not only panned it 1 week, but they got such negative press for panning it that they had to pan it a second week on their show.
It was what it was. I mean, you know, I remember when I saw it, I had a friend that worked at a theater, and so we watched it like the night before it came out because we needed to check to make sure that it was all set up right.
Yeah.
And you know, that was cool, but I mean, you know, it wasn't. I don't think it's like Star Wars where people, or even Lord of the Rings where people are.
No, not at all. It was fun. It was.
Yeah, it was fun. I don't know if it needs sequels though. So whatever. No. What else we got? For movies?
For movies.
G.I. Joe. What else? There was a bunch of things. I saw.
The new Evil Dead remake has been getting a lot of good press.
I think they're showing that at WonderCon I'm not sure if they're showing it, but Bruce Campbell is going to be there talking about it. I'm going to WonderCon on Saturday. Maybe I'll stop in there and see if I'm walking by the panel at the right time.
It's weird because I remember watching... I was watching The Evil Dead for the first time. There was a friend of mine that worked at a Radio Shack back when VCRs were like relatively new, and he had a copy of The Evil Dead on videotape and everything. And that's how long it's been since I've seen that movie.
Yeah, Wolverine is also coming out.
Oh yeah, Wolverine. That's true. So I should probably watch it. I'll get to it eventually.
Wolverine or Evil Dead?
Evil Dead.
Oh, the first one.
Yeah.
I never watched it all the way through either.
Oh, no?
I always fall asleep.
No, I mean the new one. I mean, I want to watch
I've never seen the original one all the way through. But, you know, that's my bad, I guess. Sorry, guys. not as bad as shining a laser into an aircraft, and if you do, you could get a 30-month prison sentence for this.
Yeah. When these lasers came out for public sale.
Green lasers.
Yeah, like wicked lasers and such. They tell you, do not shine these things at cars. Don't shine them at planes. Don't shine them at anything.
Yeah.
Like, I was using them specifically for... my dad was a physics teacher, and long story short, he was making holograms. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool. Maybe I could do some sort of laser experiments or something like that in the house.
In the house,
which I did. And I used it for a little while, and I haven't touched it in years. So I told my kids, I said, look, I'm putting this away. I'm hiding it. If you ever find it, don't ever, ever, ever point it at the sky. Don't point it at another person. Don't point it at the sky. And so this kid shoots a laser at a plane. I think it was a Cessna. I don't know. I think it was a smaller plane. Temporarily blinding the pilot. And now he's gotten 2 years in prison. I'm thinking, that's a lot. Even if it is a federal offense, that's a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm on a plane this weekend. No, I'm quite okay with that. In fact, 2 years seems a bit light.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a 19-year-old kid. I mean,
yeah, well, yeah, come on. You know, natural selection there. I don't want... Cessna's crashing. You know, you have probably less risk with like the jumbo jets, right? Because they're a billion miles up and all that. But Cessnas, they crash. They're not flown by the same type of people.
Yeah, the John Denvers. To be fair, he also shined this laser into a police helicopter that arrived on the scene to investigate.
That was looking for them.
Yeah. Unlike the private plane, the helicopter pilot was wearing protective gear. Therefore, he's mostly unfazed, but he still noticed that something was happening. So,
yeah.
Food chain.
Because I was just thinking that. I was like, how did this guy even get caught? If you just, like, you know, hide in the bushes and run away or something, like, you know, I guess you don't shine at the police.
Yeah, very bad.
There's an idea.
So, you're Eric, you're headed off to London this weekend?
Yeah, actually, Doctor Who is debuting on Saturday. It's coming back from the mid-season, and it has to... The trailers, there's no spoilers. I mean, the story is about airplanes and Wi-Fi and the Doctor while I'm in the air going to Doctor Who in London. With, I don't know if I have Wi-Fi or not on the plane, but I have to be sleeping on this 9.5-hour flight. But yeah,
This what is it? Monkey fighting Wi-Fi on this Monday to Friday plane.
Yeah, there's monkey fighting Wi-Fi. Yeah, so be there for the week, spring break.
Right on. We may have someone fill in for you when you're there, because I know it's going to be quite a time change.
I am actually, because of the time that shows get recorded, I cannot do Robot Underpants, but I will be doing World of Warcast.
Yep.
Next, obviously this week, but next week as well, because it's only going to be like midnight.
Yeah.
So, that's
doable. We don't have any RoboCop news, which sucks, because I wanted to plug in old Jeff Patterson back here to do it. But I'll play it anyway, I guess. This is the news that we have that's not really related to RoboCop at all, but it's related to him, was that today, Annika, who's usually here, I don't know where she is, tonight, and I had lunch with Grant Imahara, who made, you would know him from Mythbusters probably, but he made the original Jeff Peterson robot on the Craig Ferguson show. And she ran into him somewhere at some robot event and showed him a video of this guy. Said, oh yeah, my friend made this, and I don't know if he was interested in seeing him or just hanging out with us and talking about robots or whatever, but he came out and he stopped by, and I showed him the Jeff Peterson. I tried to take a picture, but I think he's not allowed to take a picture with
He was posing with your Han Solo thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, we did take a picture with my Honda Carbonite and Spider-Man. And, no, it was really cool. He was a really nice guy, and it was nice for him to come hang out. And he talked to me about, what went into the other one a little bit. You know, he can only say so much because it's CBS's robot now. And but, he also, I think this is common knowledge. I remember reading it online that he was, he used to be the C-3PO at appearances sometimes too. So he was looking at my C-3PO head that used to be in the background and telling me like, oh, well, actually in the real one, this is how this was and this is how this was. So that was kind of cool. But super nice guy. That was cool. That's cool of him to do. And
very cool.
Yeah. That's it. That's my big news for the day. That's all I did. And then WonderCon coming up Saturday.
Yep.
So I'll go to that with my camera. That's usually about all I do is take pictures. I always feel like this is going to be such a big geek event. There's going to be so much stuff to get. And then I get there and I'm like, I don't need any of this stuff. It's always like nothing that you can't just order on Amazon usually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there are some exclusives sometimes, but
that's when
I'm prepping myself because Forbidden Planet is in London.
Oh yeah,
it's this massive store. Yeah, and you can buy stuff from the web. So what do you buy, especially at a dollar and a half exchange rate?
Yeah, no, I remember going into this and having the same thoughts when I went to Forbidden Planet there and in New York. It was the same thing. It's like, I can get this for cheaper online.
It hurt. I had to buy currency today. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so Doctor Who coming up. What was the other one?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
I'll make sure to throw up lots of pictures.
Yes, yeah. Please.
As will I from the wonderful con. And so now it's sad times because Starman doesn't have anything to do this week. And...
What do you mean? I don't have anything
to do? Oh, you looked sad, like you didn't have anything they would compare.
No, to I scratched myself. I scratched myself.
No, he's over there cutting himself. He's so sad. He doesn't have anything.
I opened a drawer and I cut myself.
Oh, you can't even open a drawer, right? All right. Well, you got anything going on this weekend? You want to talk about or?
No.
Talk about your shows. This
weekend. The show is World of Warcast with Eric over here to my left on screen.
If you're watching the stream.
The Infinite Loop Show with Casey tomorrow. What else? The Hooniverse comes back on Monday. We took a couple days off because our schedules messed up, so that'll be back on Monday, and this week in Trek on Tuesdays.
And StarMike on Twitter.
Oh, it's StarMike on Twitter, yes.
I'm Langley on Twitter.
I'm Eric Rice on Twitter. And also, since I know he's watching, I actually want to plug his store. Good friend Aaron Wood is he's an artist that makes amazing propaganda photos of everything internet-related. Facebook propaganda things, Twitter propaganda things. They're very great. They're kind of like that Soviet-esque thing. Very talented artist. He has an Etsy store. And he doesn't even know I'm doing this, so he'll probably freak the hell out. But over on Etsy, his store name is Just One Scarf. You spell it all out. Just One Scarf. There's a joke in there someplace. I just don't know what it is. Since it's kind of Who-related, thinking about scarves and whatnot. So,
He's got Grumpy Cat Nope poster.
Grumpy Cat Hope posters. And, I mean, there's everything. Adventure Time, Game of Social, he just, I think, launched today.
Oh, that Doctor Who one's cool. And they're not very expensive. They're
Minecraft ones. Yeah, no, he's been at a few conferences. I saw him at like South By and a few other places. So you can pick your flavor of propaganda.
That's cool. I really like the Doctor Who one.
Yeah, somebody's really cool. iTunes propaganda, the whole thing.
Yeah.
A little bit deco, a little bit rock and roll.
Right, nice. Right. I have so many posters that need frames. Oh, my God. Google Plus. That's funny. Yeah, I guess then that's it. I don't know if we have anything else. There may or may not be a Fallout show tomorrow. I think there is. We didn't have one last week, but you can watch the stream for that. For
Fallout. Show.
Yeah, falloutshow.com. And, okay, so we'll see you next week, I guess, most of us.
Bye. Adios.